Brewers 360 is brought to you by Cannon and Dunphy.
First pitch to Contreras, a fly ball deep center field. Back goes DeLuca at the track, at the wall. It is gone for Wild Bill.
Lane Grindle on the call as William Contreras sent one deep out of American Family Field. Brewers fell short in that opening game in series against the Tampa Bay Rays. We go again tonight, 6:40, first pitch. Joining us live for the first time in this 2026 season on Brewers 360, manager Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph. Great to have you back.
Great to be back. Thanks very much.
Want to talk about a number of things from yesterday's game on the optimistic side, but for the opening batter, Kyle Harrison, new guy for you in the rotation, really had a nice outing.
He did. He threw the ball well. We've got a young pitching staff, as everyone knows. But it's encouraging to see him throw so well.
He's another one of these guys, though, Murph, that was a highly touted prospect, had a couple of seasons and moved around a little bit in Major League Baseball, that with the staff that you've developed in terms of your pitching coaches, they've done such a good job with projects like this, getting guys on track to be the best that they were thought they could be.
I think so. I think Henderson and Hooker really underrated what they've done for our deal, man. It's amazing how many guys, like you said, have come to them and then they've grown into something pretty special. So we hope that continues because we have so many young pitchers this year.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest on Brewers 360 this morning. It'll be Brandon Woodruff getting the start for you tonight, his first start after the season-ending injury in the 2025 campaign. Aside from the fact that I love listening to Woody talk with his accent, I could listen to the guy read from the phone book. I'm really excited to see him back on the mound, especially given the progression that he showed through spring.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, he's a veteran. He's the one veteran we have on our starting staff. And he sets the tone. So it'll be good to get him back out here. He's actually on track earlier than we thought. We didn't think we'd have him till maybe 10 or 15 days from now, but he was chomping at the bit to go. And we're excited to have him back out there.
Murph, I want to take you back to Sunday's game and why I love that win for our team so much is you go down early. Tough start for Brandon Sproat and his debut for the Brewers. But you had that early mound visit with them, and but for that first inning, managed to give you a few more beyond that. But to come back and win that game, it just gives you the reinforcement to how you talk to the guys all the time. You use the term the woodpeckers. We never go away. We keep trying. We keep doing that. It's one thing when the manager says that and it's a bunch of talk. It's another thing when your team backs it up and they pull it off, and you can truly believe then you're never out of any game.
Well, they've proven that over time. You know, they're the right guys. You know, we've got some devastating injuries right now that have hurt us with Churio and Vaughn and Priester. But every team has something that seems to have put it on us right away. Like, hey, guys, we got to pull together and we got to walk the walk. You know, we can't just talk about it. And there's a lot of expectations on this team by themselves. The national people don't think much of us, but
never do.
These guys want to win. These guys want to win, and we'll figure out a way, hopefully.
I thought it was so cool your off season, Pat, the traveling around the state, doing the evening with Pat Murphy, my good friend Lance Allen. We worked together in television for many years out there with you as you met with fans from around the state. What did you enjoy most about the questions that they asked you and the opportunity to be in front of them in that casual environment?
It was great. You know, I learned a lot about the state. You know, I learned a lot about these towns that are 2 and 3, 4 hours away, that they just love their sports, you know, their Wisconsin sports, Brewers, Packers, Bucks, and just to interact with those people. And, you know, it made you feel really lucky. You know, I felt like, wow, I get to be part of this. And just their passion for the Brewers, whether they've been to a game or not, was just wonderful. Following our season the way they did, we FaceTimed a bunch of our players during it, and it was beautiful to see the reactions, to seeing the actual players. You know what I mean? I think when I came out there, it's a little disappointing. They're like, "Hey, give me one of the players."
Yeah, one of the boys back.
Yeah, but it was really a great experience for me. We hope to do it again this next year.
I know the fans appreciate it, especially outstate. They don't get all those touch points that we're so used to. You know, hey, what do you want to do tonight? We'll go out to the yard and take in a game. Wanted to ask you about this as well because I had the opportunity to be out there. Cecilia Gore, who runs the Brewers Community Foundation, she and I are co-chairing the United Performing Arts Fund annual campaign this year. So I had a chance to be out there, and Cecilia's given this big old check for $10,000. But one thing I learned from Cecilia over the years is that she spends time with every member of the organization, and particularly the players, not only telling these guys what's expected of them when they're part of the organization and part of this community, but also wanting to learn from them, what is it that you're passionate about that we can help you with? I just think that's so special, yeah. Murph. Anybody would like that at wherever they work.
Yeah, I mean, she does an incredible job of, like, just kind of taking the players in and letting them know it's a very safe environment. But what projects are you interested in? You're going to have to give your money back in some way. Go ahead and let me know where we can help, and then make suggestions and, you know, lead them. And she's wonderful. And the guys trust her from day one. She spends a lot of time in spring training. So, yeah, it's really a wonderful situation. She does an incredible job for the Brewers Foundation.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest. One more thing for you, Murph. Michelle is in for Eric today. And would you ask him what you asked me? She was texting Eric and me last year, and we never quite got to it. But Michelle's kids are super big fans. And would you ask him the question you were asking me?
Yep, my kids are huge fans. My girls, they all play club sports. And the way they communicate with their coaches is through like a team group chat. So my 12-year-old wants to know, is there a Brewers team group chat?
There's a lot of different chats. I don't communicate that way because I'm a little bit senior to a lot of these guys. So I like to do it face to face.
Okay.
But there's a lot of different group chats amongst themselves. With certain members of the coaching staff, maybe the offensive side of the ball has a suggestion or a you know, scheduling thing. Most of the stuff between chat is about scheduling. Now, the other stuff that goes on from player to player, I don't know. I have no idea. But when we're communicating with the staff, it's usually about scheduling.
I think most of the player to player, you don't want to know, Murph. You probably don't need me to tell you that, right?
Yeah.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Brewers and Rays, 6:40 first pitch tonight. Thanks, Murph.
Thank you.
8:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News.